pleasure to be here again. This is obviously an incredibly exciting year for us. 15 years, a huge roadmap, lots of investments going on, growing the team, and you know, just seeing a lot of really positive things in the business. And so we are very encouraged and optimistic and just love all the things that you all do inside of Second Life, and look forward to being on this journey with you guys for a long, long, long time to come. So still just getting started here. We announced early this year a very aggressive roadmap with a lot of work. We knew from the beginning that it was probably more than we could achieve, but hiring people, and we've been working really, really hard to try and accomplish everything set out as a goal to get accomplished this year. And so I'll touch a bit on sort of our progress against all this work. Some things that you've already noticed, we promised that we would what we call adjust the economy, trying to reduce the cost of land and at the same time find other ways of monetizing the business so that it can be successful for us as well as you all in the optimum way possible. We felt that land has been too expensive for a long time. We feel that there are other opportunities to monetize that would create a more fair, balanced economic model for all of us, which means some things will get more expensive for some people and some things will get less expensive for people as we adjust things. But like what we've seen so far, especially from lowering the mainland cost and doubling the tier over there, Patch's team has been stopped trying to keep up with the acquire land and change land or increase their land holdings over there. Still a big backlog for Patch's team to get response to that has been absolutely great. Also said we wanted to do some exclusive games and experience, and the next one is on its way. So we wanted to do more vertically specific customer acquisition with themed learning islands, and we've run a number of tests, romance, sci-fi, pets, and even more specific, and I think we'll touch on that a little bit later. And we continue to do those tests to optimize customer acquisition campaigns. Marketplace improvements, we're starting to see some nice improvements coming in now, thanks to a great hire. We have getting more traction there now than we had been. Auctions, we kind of got out, but then we had to sort of fix some things, so it's still a bit more work to do. We completely roll it out, including allowing resident-to-resident auctions. It's around the corner. And we've done some good improvements to performance, and more of that is coming as well. Other things are getting much, much closer. Animesh is really right around the corner. It's a grid wide on the server side, and now we just need to get it rolled out in clients. It, from what I understand, it's just a few blocker bugs away from, and that is true for environment enhancements as well, which allow you to have more control over the environment and time, etc., on your parcels and regions, and that is within weeks, I think. Bakes on Mesh is also having good progress. It'll follow environment enhancements by a bit, so maybe in the next couple of months or so, I hope. More value for premium members. Yes, we are. We don't have any announcements to make with regards to what types of packages, what types of pricing there will be for premium members, but the team is working really hard to get a more valuable structure, but even more value to premium members. Return of last names. I know that is probably the most frequently asked questions as to when we'll get that. Maybe we'll get that done this year, but there's a lot of nooks and crannies that has to be touched to have that not break stuff. So we'll see if we can get that done this year, but team is on it. Gridwide experiences. Not sure if we'll get to that one this year, but again, being worked on. Patch and his team are cranking really hard on Linden Home improvements, and you know, whether we release those all at once or in stages, we hope to be able to start releasing some of those homes later this year as well. And then there's the migration to the cloud. This definitely will not beat it this year. It's a huge task that will be completed sometime next year, well into next year. But we are moving services by services and systems by systems from our proprietary infrastructure to cloud infrastructure, which will open up all kinds of opportunities. So that is a huge effort, and it'll just take time. Again, just super excited about the progress. Fantastic team, extremely dedicated. It's a growing team, continue to hire more engineers, and we love the response we've seen from the community for some of the changes we've made, whether it's pricing or features. And so we're just very optimistic and excited about years to come.